In Orthodox Jewish circles, the study of Talmud was traditionally a man's domain, but more women are now diving into these centuries-old texts. This movement is growing in Israel, and many U.S. natives are leading the way. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports.
The Talmud is a collection of teachings and interpretations of Jewish law going back 2,000 years and filling many volumes. Many people follow a custom of reading a page a day. It takes 7.5 years to finish all 2,711 pages.
Okay, we're going to start with a line that's not going to make a lot of sense, so be prepared. You're going to read it and say, what are they talking about?
This study group is just a few pages away from finishing. It's led by New York native Michelle Farber. A dozen women, mostly American immigrants to Israel, sit around a long table in her suburban home near Tel Aviv. It's tough reading. Every page is a small block of Aramaic text surrounded by layers of commentaries.
A brain workout, right?
Geula Zamist is at the class.
You have to stay so present. That's what's so amazing.
Men wrote the Talmud centuries ago, and Farber notes that it's still mostly men who give the teachings.
And because they're given by men, they're not actually kind of seen from a woman's perspective. And that's something that when I teach, I think a lot about the women's issues on the page.
Like one section that could be interpreted as ascribing less worth to women. She says men may gloss over passages like that, but she takes time to explain it.
There's an issue here. Why are women valued less than men? How do I address it? So you say, okay, well, you have to look in terms of the historical context. And when was this written? And this was written in a time where women were valued as less because women weren't educated and women weren't working.
Farber hosts a daily Talmud podcast in English and Hebrew with about 250 subscribers. She's trying to make the Talmud more approachable for women. One of her podcast listeners is Ilana Kershan, who wrote a memoir about studying the Talmud.
These texts are so rich literarily, so richly imagined. There is a story about a man who mistook his wife for a prostitute, a story about a man who was so engaged by his Torah study that he neglected to come home to his wife for years and years. There are stories that just make you think differently about so many aspects of human experience. And in that sense, these texts are really timeless.
She says even with the Talmud's antiquated assumptions about gender and class, the stories are meaningful and worth learning. These women follow the page-a-day tradition that takes 7.5 years to complete. In early January, Orthodox Jews held large gatherings to mark the end of the cycle, and for the first time, there was a large mass celebration for women. About 3,000 women of all ages in a Jerusalem convention center cheering on their friends who read the whole Talmud, a daf or a page per day. I found Sherry Saperstein beaming in the front row.
I was sitting at the post office, two men behind me who had probably never talked to me. They were sitting behind me having a discussion. I knew it. They were talking about the daf. I knew exactly what they were talking about because I'm in this process. I'm learning the daf.
American immigrants to Israel have helped lead the trend, in part because some Orthodox schools in the U.S. began teaching Talmud to girls in the 1950s. Now native Israelis are catching on too. Israeli-born Orly Eshkoli says she's blessed to be in a generation when it's natural and normal for women to study Talmud. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.